Die Losers mit Oblivion auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 42 Minuten. Die Band mit dem sympathischen Namen, die ja mittlerweile in Berlin lebt und arbeitet, wird heute Abend im Magneten spielen und dort das aktuelle Album So We Shall Never Part im Rahmen der DNA Berlin Party noch einmal auf die Bühne bringen. Jetzt sind zwei Repräsentanten der Band aber erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über Crowdfunding und Selbstbestimmung im Musikbusiness. Wir reden über verwertbare Erfahrungen aus der Vergangenheit der Musiker, die die Band ausmachen. Wir sprechen über das Scheitern als Chance, die wilde Genremischung ihrer LP Nummer 2 und vieles mehr. First of all, sage ich aber erstmal Hello Eddie and Hello Tom.
Hello Vincent.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. It's always good to be here.
Yeah, it's like your second home now. I mean, your second home.
First time,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
You've been living in Berlin for quite a while now.
Yeah, so it's Tom totally moved in downstairs. I don't know if you know.
So it's like perfect. So you have your studio downstairs here?
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
that's cool.
No, so we moved in January into Wolterstor, so not quite Berlin, but mm-hmm. Yeah, Berlin's obviously on our doorstep. So yeah, it's really good to be here. So this is our local haunt.
I'm the only member of the band that doesn't live in Berlin. I still live in London.
We don't really like it.
But you have your own studio there, right? Which is kind of hard to abandon.
Well, I mean, I do radio there,
yeah.
But the Losers headquarters is right here, you know. So in this amazing kind of Bauhaus mansion in a Boer forest outside Berlin.
Lovely.
It's amazing.
Lovely. Well, congratulations again on that beast of an album that you released in summer 2014. The mixture of analog rock and electronic dance music that you guys used on it. How have you come up with it? Is it really like a result of difficult music? Different musical tastes in the band,
but there was a nice way to put it.
Difficult musical taste.
I think it's I think that the album is a real kind of embodiment of who we are, and
yeah.
If you look at our history, you know, you look at Tom from Cooper Temple Claws and Paul, you know, with your code name is Milo,
yeah.
and the Automatic, and you know, Dean, Young Legionnaire, Sammy, IMX. And then me as the prodigy's DJ or whatever, like it's a really fair kind of distillation of exactly
sure.
who we are, you know. It's like
yeah.
we, the Cooper Temple Claws were, you know, so ahead of their time and, you know, so progressive and really pushed things and we've just kind of taken the ball and run with it a bit,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, well, and that's what I really like about your band, because I don't know about too many other bands in which you can really see the influence of each band member or hear the influence of each band member. You can, with that Losers band, it's really like, oh, you see, Paul has done something for that song, or Tom has done something for this song. I really love that.
Yeah.
It shimmers through, you know what I'm saying, who you are.
Yeah, we just all get a go at it. It's no one's a leader. It's just whoever comes up with the best up, whoever picks up what instrument, which instrument first.
Yeah, yes, yeah. It's kind of like a democratic approach.
Exactly,
it's very democratic.
Very friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and friendly. That's
yeah,
what I wanted to ask next, because I can imagine because the extremes are pretty far away from each other. The extremes that all meet in the middle. When you listen to a Losers track, so I can imagine that you get into fights about the sound of a certain song, maybe, or is it?
I haven't hit Eddie yet, but I was pretty close last night.
Well, okay,
he stopped me from doing a little prog thing on a keyboard, which I was really fond of. He stopped me to take it out.
So you're like, I can stop playing that, but I have to hit you then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd say two things. First and foremost, we actually all incredibly love each other.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
As human beings,
yeah.
You know, like Tom and Paul are two of my favorite human beings on earth. And the problems that some band have with how things should sound are ironed out by the fact that we're all so in sync artistically. But then also there is another member of Losers that that you don't really know about, this guy called Jem, and he is our mix guy.
Oh, from Düsseldorf? The Jem from Düsseldorf?
No, he lives down near Brighton in England.
Okay.
And he's an incredible, he's like the UK's Trent Reznor.
Oh.
He's just an incredible, he's an Ivor Novello winning keyboard player and incredible engineer and producer. Tom produces our stuff, really, you know, up to a point, and then Jem takes it and then finishes it off.
Oh, right, cool.
He sprinkles the magic
over
it. So in it, that, which is good, because, you know, the sound kind of gets taken away from us and then gets kind of given back to us, and we all get blown away.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that you give it away to a guy that you trust, like 110%.
Totally, yeah.
And that's another thing that I find interesting about your band, is that with all the experiences that you've had with the Cooper Temple Clause, with the Automatic, with being a DJ for the Prodigy and stuff, with all the experience that they had in the professional music biz, you kind of turned around so many things with that band and started doing everything on your own. You crowdfunded the record, you recorded it on your own, you're looking for a mixer that you know personally and trust. That's the advantage of having failed in other bands and not being 18 anymore. I think that might be a reason for you not fighting each other hardcore.
Yeah, and I wouldn't use the word fail in association with either the Cooper Temple Clause or your co-name is Milo.
But not the bands have failed, but the business side of. I'm sorry.
Just the hip-hop. I'm out. That's totally cool. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say now.
No, everyone's been handpicked from day one for the Losers record, and that's why we're just so lucky, and a lot of bands don't have that opportunity, and we've managed just to keep afloat, and we're just, so lucky to be able to make music.
Yeah, and, like I said, we love each other, and we've put out a lot of love. In professionally and personally, you know, in the band.
Professional love.
And it comes back.
Show.
And so the whole concept of Losers is that it's a very open-armed and big-hearted thing. We have, like, it's like a pool of contacts and of resources and of musicians and of artists and engineers that all get together. A very like uncle. You know, I love the way that James Lavelle kind of, uncle was James and whoever he was loving at the time and working with. And it was very music and art at the same time. And, we have a different artist that comes with us on each kind of, for each album. And for James to say that we're like the next uncle, which he's going around saying.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say.
They're
going to be as big as my project.
Well, it's really, honestly, really incredibly nice of him to get in touch and say, I think you guys are amazing, and if Mo Wax were in existence, you would be signed now.
Yeah.
And then DJ Shadow got in touch with us, like, completely separately to say, I think you think you guys are great, and Turn Around is an amazing song, and I'd really like to remix it.
Yeah. Oh, see? And remixing is another thing that I want to talk to you about after this other song of yours. Wir hören Azan von den Losers, quatschen noch ein bisschen, und dann verlosen wir auch Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Magneten. The festival crowd goes crazy. Losers, losers. I love that song. It has a super energy that I want to dance to.
Thanks, man.
I've read that you guys actually started out as a remix project. You were thinking, come on, we have the tools, we got the skills, we got the tastes. Let's do some remixes for other artists. And I still feel those influences in your music by now. But I want to ask you, do you sometimes use remix techniques while composing? Do you kind of like deconstruct the demo and reconstruct it with another beat or something to find out where the strength of the song is? Or is it like two different animals, to compose a song and to remix a song?
Well, the way that we remix it, the way that we remix tracks, again, is very like Uncle. It's less of a remix, it's more of a reconstruction. We take everything out, and we keep the vocal and we keep the essence of the song. We like to treat songs with respect, you know, because we're songwriters. And so I hate that thing where remixers, and I don't want to name names, Aphex Twin, but when you take a track, so here's a story. So Aphex Twin has got a 20 grand remix or something that he's got to do, and he forgot to do it. And somebody comes to, a biker comes to the door and says, where's the remix? And he just goes, he takes a track off, just takes a track off his shelf and just goes, here, have this one, and it's one of his tracks.
Sure.
And like,
And he remixes, puts on the vocals and ready.
Yeah, well, no, just gives them a track. Like, that's not, that's just, it's just a track that he didn't use, you know, and that's the remix. And there are a lot of remixes which are like that, that have nothing to do with the song. So we really like to treat songs with respect. And so we deconstruct everything and then we replay. We put new bass, we put new instrumentation, but we keep the vocal. And we try to keep the, you know, to keep the essence of the song, but to take it into a different place. So, you know, it's very like making a song. So, you know,
especially with all those guys having a master plan about music, and you know, but I can really imagine that if you, in modern times, you just show the Audiologic file and you'll be like, yeah, maybe you want to reconstruct the bass area of this building here called the song.
And so we absolutely do. And then, like Tom said, you know, the way that we work is very democratic and it's very, you know, it's very open. We all really get stuck in. So a lot of the time, ideas go in, you know, from every angle, and you end up with a massive sort of Technicolor thing. And then it's all about what you take out.
Sure.
You just have
kill
to take
the darlings.
Just take things out. And sometimes it's like, oh, I really love that bit, but it has to come out. You know, that proggy bit last night had to come out.
I think that's a topic that you can still talk about during the day.
The thing is, Eddie does not have the power to take it out. He doesn't know how to use the computer. So.
Yeah, man. You have like a few more hours to discuss about that. Your show's going to start at 12. No, I hope until then your friends again, so we don't feel tension, unnecessary tension on stage at tonight's show. What are the next steps, real quick? Do you have any plans for recording some more stuff? I mean, your music has been used in TV series and crazy things have happened with Losers Music. Is there something in the pipeline that you guys are up to?
We're just in the studio in Vulturetorf at the moment doing the album number 3. So
really?
Should be finished. It should be all written by the end of the year.
Cool.
That's the plan. And then we're going on tour in October. So we're going around Germany and Netherlands and then some dates in the UK.
Ooh.
So we start in Germany on the 4th, I think. But check out our website.
And then that's another advantage of not being with a record company. You can just start writing the next record whenever you want. You won't be forced to wait for another year.
Exactly.
As they sometimes do.
We are really, really lucky to be in the position that we are. And our funding really comes from TV and film.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Losers, the reason we are in, you know, Vulturetorf and making this third record with no record company and no publishing company is because our music got used on Hercules and Game of Thrones
crazy.
Rain and Chuck and CSI and all of these shows. Black Sails, my new Michael Bay one. So that's what... that, you know, we're really, really lucky to be in this sort of independent position.
Yeah, well, you should be, and you can be because you've worked hard for it over the last years and
years.
Decades.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show.
Yeah.
Heute Abend ist die DNA Berlin Party mit vielen, vielen Bands auf der Bühne. Außer den Losers sind noch We Love Machines, Janice Priest, Those Goddamn Hippies spielen. That's a nice band name.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Glitter Wasteland und Backstep Burial, and Eddie Temple Moore is going to DJ a little bit as well.
Yeah, double bubble tonight.
Yeah. Cool, and then it's going to be art as well.
Yeah.
And it's a free entry until 11.
Yeah, there's free vodka from 9 to 11 if
anyone
wants to get.
Yeah, free vodka from 9 to 11.
Yeah, free. Yeah. Thank you, Held Vodka, for the free vodka between 9 and 11. But DNA, DNA stands for Discover New Artists.
Ah.
So DNA Berlin, and it's a thing which we are curating, you know, with some people that we're connected with. So we're putting new bands together. With new artists as well, Saskia Hahn and Nomad.
Oh, cool.
So we've got an art exhibition upstairs, you've got bands downstairs. It's a whole kind of Berlin art thing.
Cool.
With bands from here and from Switzerland and from, you know, and from Sweden.
And I mean, Nomad is a global player. It's really cool that you guys got him to do something for your show.
Yeah. We dig each other's vibes.
Totally. So let me give away some tickets for those people who can't come before 11.
Uh-huh.
Die könnt ihr haben, die Tickets unter 030 2009000 heute Abend im Magneten, die große DNA Berlin Party. Wir können dort neue Artisten entdecken. Wer da hingehen möchte nach 11, ruft jetzt an unter 030 2009000. Berlin 2009000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und außerdem haben wir auch noch Losers CDs. Die könnt ihr gewinnen, wenn ihr eine Mail schreibt an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Losers und schreibt eure Adresse mit rein in die E-Mail, damit wir euch die CD zuschicken können. win@fluxfm.de, Betreff Losers ist die Adresse für für die CDs und für die Tickets anrufen unter 030 2000 9000. Heute Abend spielen die Losers im Magneten. Eddie and Tom, thanks again. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks, man. Okay.